Toto must think my does are tipped. Does. Fuck me. Take two.
Started great.
Toto must think my toes are dipped in barbecue sauce the way he's trying to sneak a chomperoni with his pointy fangs. I've just painted my toenails in a purpley glitter shade called Pow by Snaps Cosmetics, and I'm lying on my bed with my feet dangling to the winds so they can dry. Guess what, big brother? You're gonna have to get your grub on somewhere else, I coo to the raggedy pooch with dreadlocks, whom I love more than life itself. I, Galleria Garibaldi, super divet in training, cannot afford to have Toto tugged tootsies. That's it. I can't do no more. I can't take it. I'm dying. I'm dying right now.
I'm gonna pick up your slack.
Pick it up and keep it going.
Let me find it again. I gotta back up a little bit. Say, Cass, can you put that picture up, that Lindsay's Christmas gift?
Yeah. I can help you out with that.
All right. You said to say,
imagine the reading is coming from that.
Okay.
No.
Oh, it's a personified pasta muffin.
Mom isn't sure what breed Toto is because she and Dad adopted him from the ASPCA before I was born. But when all the hairsprayed ladies on the street stop and ask me, I say that he is a poodle instead of a pasta muffin. That's what I call him. It sounds more hoity-toity, and trust, that is a plus on the Upper East Side where I live. I stick the bottle of nail polish in my new cheetah backpack. I hold up my hands and it looks like 1,000 glittering stars are bouncing off my Pow-painted tips. All right, I tell myself, this girlina arena is gonna get herself noticed by first period, Toto. High school at last. Tomorrow is my first day as a freshman at Fashion Industries High School, and I'm totally excited and scared. I figure it can't hurt to make a big first impression, but painting my nails is also a way to get my mind off being so nervous. I'm glad Chuchi is coming over for dinner tonight. That's Chanel Simmons to you. She's my partner in rhyme, aka Miss Gutcher. I can't either. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not. No.
He's broke.
Once I saw Miss Gigglebox, I was done. I'm not doing
it.
I got it. Pick it up.
AKA Miss Coochie Frita, Chanel number 5, Miss Gigglebox, and about a gazillion other names I call her. We've known each other since we were in designer diapers. Chuchi, her brother, Poochie, and her mom, Juanita, ought to be here any minute, in fact. Chuchi's going to Fashion Industries High, too. Thank gooseness, which is my way of saying thank you. She's about the only familiar face I'll be seeing come tomorrow morning. Chanel is a blend of Dominican and Puerto Rican on her mother's side, Jamaican and Cuban on her father's side, and sneaky deaky through and through. That seems racist. Anyway, she lives down in Soho near my mother's store, Toto in New York. Fun in diva sizes. It's on West Broadway off Broom Street, where people are a lot more freestyle than in my neighborhood. Down there, you can walk on the sidewalk next to a Park Avenue lady, or someone with blue hair, a nose ring, and a boombox getting their groove on walking down the sidewalk. Up here, hair colors must come out of a Clairol box. It's probably written in the lease. I can't do the dialogue. The dialogue slays me. That's where I can't keep it up.
Hold on, I got you.
I can't do it.
I got you.
Can't be done. Finish it off.
Going back and forth.
We're gonna... Let me get back to it. All right, where were we? It's probably been,
the
all right,
last paragraph.
All right, here we go. Galleria, I hear my mom calling me from the dining room. You about ready, girlina? Because your daddy's getting home late, and I'm playing hostess with the mostess all by myself. Coming, Momsy Poo, a shelf back. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday.
It's not.
And you know what that means. It's horse time. You're on the
it's
buds of
horse time.
The 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Begrudgingly with me tonight is, I don't remember any of the things we just said. Double H is here.
Ming Momsy Poo.
The pasta muffin himself, the Kaz Man, is here.
Personified pasta muffin.
Joining us tonight, Lindsay Wolfgang.
for those of you that suffered through that and see the visuals, this is the inspiration for that lovely text.
Oh, it's so bad.
And
it really is.
And live via the Crick, Tanner Calvert.
The Crick.
Oh man. All right, so it's Friday. It's our first horse time in a month, I think, over a month, and we got no topic. We're just
a while.
We're just vibing
God help
tonight.
You all.
Like the vibe
we apologize
cat.
Advance
in the corner. Let's start off the show tonight by addressing the elephant in the room. What the fuck was that? Because I didn't read. I guess I didn't see where it came from. I only saw the dialogue. The text.
It was
from the Cheetah Girls novel.
Yeah, so it's on Tumblr earlier today, and somebody had it was a screenshot from a Twitter post where someone goes, I was really into the Cheetah Girls in the first grade, so I bought the book, and every single page was just full of fucking nonsense, and I could never get past the first chapter. So this is literally the first, probably two pages of the novel itself, what we just read through. And I'm telling you, We've reviewed a great many books on this show. In fact, we pushed one up the Amazon charts, Alexander, the Forging of a Warrior President.
There it is.
What I would like for you all to do right there it is. What I would like for you all to do right now is the exact opposite of what you did with Alexander.
Yeah,
I need you to find ways to get rid of these books out in the wild, wherever they are.
Are we not promoting this one?
One to promote a book burning, but you know.
So no shit.
I think
you can just throw it on the campfire down there.
You can use it as bait.
Like whenever
catch
I had
the bullshit fish.
Hunter...
I mean, you don't have to burn it. You could use it to line the cage of hamsters and gerbils.
That's fair. That's a good use. Yeah.
Everybody's kindling.
Kaz, what were you gonna say before I jump into my tirade?
Oh no! It reminded me of when I had we had Hunter read one of the old CWR.
Yes.
Oh yeah, the promo.
Dominic Royce.
The promo. Yeah. Yes. Ended with somebody shitting or something.
God, that was fun. That was good. there's the crickets.
God damn it. Hey, this motherfucker is literally for the first time ever on Podzilla 1985 live fishing.
I'm not fishing anymore.
Oh, this,
what was that sound then?
The reason you can't see Tanner's video right now, Shannon, is because he's down by the creek, walking on water.
I am walking back to my truck.
Well, Hunter, what's he doing down there? I got a lot of friends.
I don't.
There is a movement online, speaking of the Cheetah Girls book and burning every copy, there is a movement online. Someone was legitimately trying to collect every single copy of Shaq Fu and destroy them. That was his literal mission. Was he was trying to collect every copy of Shaq Fu and destroy it because it was such a
very specific.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Have you ever played Shaq Fu?
Yes, I have. It was a game.
Isn't that basically what happened with E.T. though?
No, they did that themselves.
Trying to get rid of all the copies of his movie Shazam, you know, that one where he was a genie.
That was Kazam. That was Kazam.
I know.
What do you mean steal, Tanner? You sound insane.
I like that movie.
Of course you did. You also like Banality.
I don't know what that is.
He liked Kazam.
I did like Kazam when I was a kid.
Wasn't that the rapping genie?
Yes.
No, that was the one with what's his name? Sinbad.
I thought Kazam was the program we used to download like MP3s from.
No, that was Kazaa.
Oh,
you're thinking of Shazam? Shazam is the one with the lightning bolt, and he transforms.
Oh,
he's a kid.
Raiden
becomes older. There's Kazam. There it is. Shaq. He was in Kazam. Yeah. I was trying to do a Mandela effect bit, and it did not work. And I would like to back out now.
I was trying to help you. That's what I tried to start with, but it just fell apart immediately.
It didn't.
I'm distracted. And I've got to point out.
You're distracted.
At the point. Currently at the
point. You're in the woods. You're distracted by everything.
Currently at the point in Caro, there's a smooth jazz festival happening. To the point. They've got
I do like some jazz.
To the point, there is a tent set up beside the stage that has waiters in white tail coats and black vests and bow ties.
And this is happening in Caro, right?
This is happening in Caro.
So they're definitely going to rob you if you go to that tent.
Oh, there's hundreds of people out here.
Or sell you some kind of drugs.
No. This is not. It's kind of neat, I got to admit.
Wait. How close are you fishing to a jazz festival?
Well, it's on Fort Defiance, the point down here in Caro. So the stage is less than 100 yards from the river.
Tanner, I'm glad you're there because I can't find the point of this.
What is happening? Honestly.
We're going to get sued for that.
He's trying.
No, we're not.
That's commercial stuff there.
So that's the rest. That's the concert.
Yeah.
The river's right there.
I mean, it looks black. It's all black.
We got nothing.
Like he said, the river's right there. And then he pointed to the darkness.
Hey, by the way, from where I'm at, the ocean's over there.
Stay tuned for when we do our special Halloween show this year. We're actually going to live walk you through a haunted house. It's going to look exactly the same as this right now.
With hopefully a jazz band playing in the background. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Actually, yeah, I would enjoy that. Jazz music is horrifying.
Oh, whoa.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for the rebuttal.
No, we like some jazz.
I do if it's strictly instrumental. I like it when I'm reading. That's the kind of thing I can have on when I'm like doing something where I have to focus on that instead.
You don't like an entire track of scatting?
No. No, I don't want verbal anything. No, legitimately, true story. When I was at Southeast my first year, you know, I was a music major before I went into Mass Comm, and we had to do, and I forget, they had a term for it, but you know, you had to do a certain number of like concerts. Basically, you had to perform a certain number of things, you know, as juries for like, you know, the higher ups, and you had to be involved in, you know, group concerts too, but you also had to attend a certain number of concerts as a spectator. Like, you couldn't go to your own, you know, stuff. You had to go and actually sit and listen. They would like stamp a thing for you if you were a music major and it was part of your
music
curriculum
lover.
So I absolutely did not want to go to most of the other stuff. I was not big on anything that we were doing that I wasn't involved in. But one of my teachers talked me into going to, he was the leader of the like jazz ensemble at that time, like the smaller group. And I was like, yeah, all right, these are close to Christmas. And one of my favorite memories of college before Sarah got there, like before we even knew each other, there was one close to Christmas. And it was like in December, like right before we went for break. And I got like, I dressed up pretty nice because I mean, that's what you do, you know, going to these things. It was over in the university ballroom and walked across campus. It was like snowing a little bit, which was cool. Went and listened to the show and it was really, really good. Like, I was able to just sit and just, you know, vibe to it the whole time. Walked back on my own. It was just one of those things I just did on my own. And it was so nice. Like, to this day, I still have that memory. It's one of the few like really great memories I have before Sarah and I even met. So
true story. True story. You could not pay me to go to any festival in Caro, Illinois. And the reason... Let me clarify. Let me give a reason, and I think you'll agree. The reason you can't pay me to go to anywhere in Caro is because after you pay me, they would rob me. And then I'd have nothing.
You realize the crime rate in Caro is nowhere near as bad as Capes, even per capita.
Well, that's because there's like six people living in Caro now, and five of them will rob you. I don't know.
Percentages are way off.
Well, what I'm saying is per capita, the crime rate in Cape is worse than Caro.
Yeah, but I feel like I can go outside in Cape and not get shot at. Even if it's not true.
Caro has lost more population as a county. Alexander's lost more of its population than any other county in the United States of America since the last census. So much so that the Wall Street Journal did an entire like feature print on it, because Alexander County lost 36% and no other county lost more than 30%.
And do you know why we lost that 36%?
It's Alexander County. There's a lot of reasons why.
Because they haven't had a store open in Caro in 20 years. All right, I'm done. I'm done. Withdrawn. Withdrawn.
You can't do it, man.
Tanner, I will share with you.
I like Carbondale.
We lost that popularity.
I enjoy Carbondale. That place is nice.
Tanner, I'll share a happy memory of Caro.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No. Seriously. There was a Chinese restaurant in Caro that was my absolute favorite place to go eat, and I miss it all the time. Yep. The people that owned it were super nice. That was my favorite Chinese place ever. I don't know if it's... I don't think it's still there anymore.
It burned down.
Oh, Jesus. Now, that is one thing that Caro did have a couple years ago, years upon years ago, was all of those fires, and, you know, it...
I spent my junior and senior year chasing them, so, yeah.
I mean, I've got personal history with Caro that makes me not want to go there anyway. It has nothing to do with any of that other stuff. There are people that live there who I would prefer to never see again in my life. So,
Michaela,
that's my reasoning for not wanting anything to do with Caro. Also, I need to quickly point out that when Tanner rolls his window down, sometimes his shirt blows majestically like the American flag.
Yes, it does.
I can't look away from it.
Tanner,
getting right up your. There it is. It was getting right up your sleeve, and it was just like.
Tanner, what is that shirt, by the way?
I don't know. It's one Hamilton of those CD patriotic shirts someone bought me from like JCPenney because it was just my size. And like, oh yeah, he'll wear that. This is my fishing shirt.
They were correct.
I don't mind getting fish guts on it.
Fish guts? Are you just gutting them as soon as you catch them?
Generally, yeah.
Just as soon as you whip them out, you actually whip them out with one hand. You got the knife with the other hand, and you just slice it as it goes over your head. And bathe. Well,
again, it's Red Dead style, man. Red Dead, man.
Again,
Red Dead. Red Dead was realistic.
Pop them open.
Yeah. Everything you kill in Red Dead, you immediately gut it.
I told you that's one thing that Tanner and I were 100% on the same same wavelength on. And the first time that I played Red Dead Online, because it'd been 2 years since I played the main game, when we went hunting, I was sighting up a deer and I went straight for the heart and I shot him and he fell over and got up and ran away. And I was like, what the hell? And you're like, yeah, you got to shoot him in the head. I'm like, no, you don't. That's not how you deer hunt. You don't shoot him in the brain, man. You got to go for the heart. You want the meat.
My favorite.
That's not realistic. Yeah.
My favorite part, as someone's mentioned before. Realistic. Yeah, the skinning, like when you grab him right by the asshole and just rip him all the way down.
Yeah, that's how.
To be fair, that is what you do with little animals. That's like how you just
squirrels, rabbits. That's
He just gross. He just
he really does
angrily.
Yeah. It really does.
You should
that's
see
why
how
all
they,
my characters wear gloves.
You should see
that's
how
why
they
all
truly,
my outfits include gloves.
Yeah, you should see how they truly clean a deer.
I'm good.
Like not just
I do. I have. Well, I've done it. Oh, I've been there.
I'm good.
Did you get the little orange plug?
Do what?
Did you get the little orange plug?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you haven't really done it then.
Well, I mean, we seriously argued yes, over I have, like, but, yeah, the level I of cleaning of gutting animals. Is this where... Let's get back to live horses and being hashtag pro.
So,
pro
Tanner, Michaela sent me...
I would never gut a horse, for the record.
Michaela sent me the crime rate in Caro. I'm not going to read it on the air, but we'll talk about it later.
What the statistic for that doesn't show that most of the crime that happened to Caro isn't people from Caro. That's straight up from the police department.
I mean, you get a lot of people coming down from
that's
like.
That's who I trust is Caro police.
I got to mute for a second. Give me a second.
Okay. All right, go ahead. He's going
to
mute.
Nothing I trust more today than police.
Okay, and I deafened him real quick too, so he can't hear us. Goddamn! If we talk about Caro anymore, he's going to have an aneurysm. I'm going to undeafen him.
I think
him
so.
Now. I'm undeafening him. Anyway, it's been a week, and it's good to get on here and talk about cities. Here's another city that you don't want to ever visit in the future. I got nothing.
What was that? You can't fake segue into something that's not real.
I got nothing.
It's Friday. This is what happens.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
I thought it was Saturday.
It is.
That's true.
It will be when they hear this. Michaela says Uranus, Missouri is somewhere you never want to visit. I don't think there is a Uranus, Missouri, but I'm going to look up Uranus right now.
It is probably how they would pronounce it.
Like New Madrid and Cairo and
New Madrid.
Ghost Hunters.
What?
What?
What? What is happening?
Are those ghost hunters? What is that? What are they doing? Are they hunting ghosts?
Hold on for 1 second, guys. I got to mute everything real quick. We're having some issues. Are Give me 1 second.
In the ghosts?
Okay, you can't hear me again. I was going to say the joke is that the reason there's so many ghost hunters in Cairo because if you wait 5 minutes, they're going to make a new one.
All American right, Ghost Project says hi, everybody.
Oh, hey.
Guys.
Hey. Where are we investigating tonight?
We are
Jazz Festival.
No. Actually, I'm heading to pick my kid up, take her home, and then we're investigating the old Sumner High School here in Cairo. And
that's trespassing.
It. Oh, no, we got the key to the building.
Is it called a crowbar?
It still doesn't mean it's not trespassing.
We have the key of the building from the owner.
Also, did it come from the structure of the building itself?
If I take Hunter's key and go in without his permission, that's B&E. Don't matter how I got in.
No, if you've got his key, that's law. That not possession's 9/10 of the law.
That's castle doctrine. You just walk in and do whatever
you
want.
Oh, oh shit.
My house now.
Hold on. Hold on. Bob Marler is in the chat, and he says investigate the hospital.
What?
You coward.
Oh, man. Go.
Why you got to call him out?
Here in a minute, he's going to.
Okay, Bob, go check
here out. Here a minute, he's going to say, he's going to tell you, these bounties ain't going to turn themselves in. Let's go.
Bob, go check out American Ghost Project on Facebook. We have been in that hospital for the last 3 months investigating.
Let me answer for Bob here. No, I will not.
He's too busy making that money, making that gold.
That's why he's got 200 of my fucking gold.
Yeah.
How did get that much gold?
He played a lot.
Well, he's been playing since it launched, man.
he can buy quick draw for the rest of the game's life.
Tanner, it's because he dared to dream
and not even finish it, and never stop believing.
He also
goods are almost ready.
He said goods almost ready. Yeah, I guess we got to bounce out for this.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody's got something ready. I didn't get anything done early on this time.
Yeah, I also
I still need to buy the final copper pot and all that.
Now, Tanner, if you look in the background of Lindsay's picture, the dress on the mannequin is fluttering in the wind. You think that's a ghost?
No.
Okay.
Going to.
I can offer a suggestion. That might just be Spider's George. That's probably him.
Spider's George is already taken. Would you like to use Spider's George 2098?
You know what Spider's George is, right? Like, I didn't just make that up. You've heard of this thing, right?
Okay. No, not a
so
clue.
So I meant to send you this. The bit was that, you know, that whole, there's that long-running myth. There he is. That's not him. You know that long-running myth that, like, everyone swallows, what is it, the statistics, like, everyone swallows 8 spiders on average in their sleep every year?
Which is a lie.
Yeah, that's not even remotely accurate. Right. Yes, yeah, it was like the 1930s, somebody reported on some erroneous information, and that was the thing. So it got picked up again in the 90s, and then again in like, it was reported somewhere, you know, more reputable, and so they just started taking it as fact. And then it got brought up in the internet age, where someone immediately went, that's not accurate. That's not accurate at all. Well, apparently it ran for quite a bit on Tumblr, and the bit there was people like coming up with different numbers. And finally someone goes, no, the actual number is 0. The problem is the statistics are skewed because there's one outlier, a guy named Spiders George, who eats like 57,000 spiders a day. They did the math to figure out how you would get to the 10,000 a year. And they're like, it's just him. And someone goes, there's no way that's accurate. And like, that's just Spiders George,
that's
man.
Spiders
so
George.
Apparently for about a year, every time that something about spiders came out, somebody would reference Spiders George, to the point that eventually they started making like shitty direct-to-DVD film covers, and it's like, hang on, I gotta send it to you.
What?
It's Nicolas Cage, but with like most of his hair pulled back, and he's apparently playing Spiders George.
I need to see it.
I'll find the picture and send it to you.
Yes, please.
It's always, for the record, Spider George is spelled G-E-O-R-G, no E at the end.
Only spider I like is Spider-Man. That's not a spider. That's a human. Lindsay, what kind of spider is Lucas?
All right, I'm dropping it in.
I don't remember.
I'm dropping it in the text here right now.
He is a...
There's Spiders George.
Cass got one too. Spiders George versus Camel Spider.
That's the one. Yeah. Versus the final showdown.
God bless.
That is terrifying.
Also, Lindsay.
He's the one who's been skewing all the data.
I legitimately don't remember what kind of spider Lucas is.
I'm pretty sure he's a wolf spider from the looks of him.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All I know is he's hurt and his voice box doesn't work anymore, and that kind of makes me sad.
I have studied in the past week. I have studied spiders like some kind of expert, and I could tell you so many facts about spiders now that don't make me feel better about going to sleep in my basement. But yeah, you're right. The rumor, the myth that you swallow spiders in your sleep is untrue, mostly because spiders are afraid of humans. So, and they sense by vibration. Yeah. So if a spider gets anywhere near you and you're sleeping and you're snoring or breathing, it senses that and it won't go near you. So the rumor, the myth about waking up with spiders on your face and shit is, I mean, it's possible, but it's highly unlikely.
Consider for a moment, if a skyscraper walked into town and took a nap near you and you decide, would you want to go fuck with it? Like some other living creature. Yeah, just wander into a creature as big as a skyscraper. So
you're saying if Tanner Calvert was asleep on the shore and Marco Stunt walked up to him, would he get closer or would he back away?
Marco might get closer.
Marco's crazy. He'll get closer. That's true. I'm always scared to find that one Marco Stunt spider that's just going to see me and be like, I'm going for it.
It's also worth noting, too, it's the brown recluse. Brown recluse is the one that you're talking about and scared about, but the horror stories around spider bites from it are actually fairly exaggerated as well. Not that doesn't happen.
Right.
The infections are key, but hell, I've been bit by one of them before.
Yes. The brown
hurts like motherfucker though.
The brown recluse bite is painful, but the whole necrosis thing only happens if you scratch at it or mess with it and the bacteria from your fingers gets in it, which can be any bite you can get necrosis from. But their venom is necrotic, so, you know, it's possible. But again, it's way blown out of proportion. And yet, knowing all of this, I still don't feel better about sleeping in there. Because I put little glue traps. I put little glue traps around the legs of the bed. And I was like, now if I never catch one, then I know I'm okay because they don't get close to my bed. Well, there was one on the glue trap today, which makes me feel like they're getting close to the bed. Now I have to burn it. Now I have to burn the bed down.
Every time you see one or think of one, just consider that it looks like that.
That's worse. That's worse.
Spider's George. An outlier who should not have been counted in the survey.
The shitty thing is I try to make myself feel better about it because I'm like, it's just a spider. It's not that bad. And then you look up like the most venomous spiders in the world. It's one of them. You can't not see that.
Yeah.
It's absolutely one of the most venomous spiders in the world. It's like, I think, top five, along with the funnel web, the black widow, the brown widow, and there was another one. I don't remember what its name is. But one that's absolutely not venomous, is like you just saw in that picture there, is the camel spider. The camel spider just hurts. It just bites.
And it's horrifying looking, but it's not...
Right.
It's huge and it's creepy, but it's not gonna.
The worst one.
I think I'll do that to you.
The worst one to me is the funnel web spider in Australia, because its fangs. Like I was watching video of it. With most spiders, you can't really see their fangs because they're so small. Not the funnel web. That motherfucker has literal fangs that will sink into you and do some damage. Yeah, like they're terrifying. So as bad as I feel about, oh God, I hate that I live with brown recluses in my house. Well, one, if you're watching the show and you're from anywhere near the south. You also have brown recluses in your house. Two, at least I don't live in Australia, where literally everything wants to kill you.
Oh, there they are.
Look at that. Mm. Look at those terrifying fucking fangs, man.
You don't need all that.
I will not see you tonight unless someone plants you. No. We were talking about...
You got to bring those guys in to get rid of the brown recluses.
We were talking
exactly
about
each other.
sinks those fangs.
Spiders don't scare me. Like, they've never scared me. I'm not scared of spiders. I'm only afraid of this spider because it is legitimately dangerous if it gets in the wrong place. That's the only reason I'm afraid of it. If it was a... I actually have a wolf spider right now living behind my cabinet back there on the windowsill. I saw him when I was putting up my figures. And he just looked at me and I looked at him and I was like, you good? And I just kept going. Not worried about you.
Are you talking about the one that Lindsay's got here?
No.
If the spider was actually that big, it better be fucking friendly. Because as pacifist as I am, if I see that thing crawling around in my room, we're gonna have words. I'm gonna punch it like I punch Tanner's fucking horse every night. Just
He says, please no squishy.
Call me the horse puncher.
Please no stepping, Mr. 100.
Horse puncher. Hold up. That's got to be... We got to get some hashtaggery on that one.
Hashtag.
Oh, man, you guys didn't even mention our sponsor for the night, did you?
No, I forgot. Hunter, you want to tell the fans tonight's sponsor for Horse Time?
It's the latest cure-all that is circling and sweeping the nation. If you're having any kind of problems, especially if you're suffering from COVID, if you have back problems...
Spider problems.
Diverticulitis. I hear that it's good for that. It also gets rid of spiders. Yeah, it'll fix your credit. If you got a flat tire, you can put it on that too. Ivermectin is good for everything.
And
hashtag horse paste. It's horse paste.
And don't forget, it is Jesus.
I can't do it, man.
It is Jesus approved. It is the Vatican is all about it. It will literally cure everything. So if you're listening to the show or if you're watching us live, if you are a conservative, if you are worried about COVID, but you don't want to do, you know, the sensible thing, the logical thing, take ivermectin. Ivermectin, yeah. Is that how you pronounce it? Yeah.
And remember, it's a suppository.
I should also, for legal purposes, I feel like we should step in here and say, please don't actually do any of this. Yeah. We are not doctors in any way, and neither is anyone who creates horse paste.
Yeah, listen. So
please don't do that.
I want to say real quick, we are not doctors. Bad. Neither is Joe Rogan. Neither is the fucking guy behind the counter at your local Orshelin. So don't get your fucking COVID medicine from him, Earl.
If you do, you're a fucking idiot.
I feel like Ike Clinton, yeah, to every person that I find out takes horse paste for COVID. I hope you die.
You definitely feel like you want to say it.
I don't want to say I want bad things to happen to Joe Rogan.
Tap him on the cheek. Just tap him on the cheek and say, I don't take no lip from no horse paste eater neither.
It's like, hey, I discovered this thing in my pantry. All the doctors in the world and all the millions and billions of dollars that went into research, but I found this thing that works good. It's called rat poison. It works real well.
My cousin took rat poison. He didn't get COVID. He did, but...
But he didn't get COVID. It wasn't COVID on the death certificate.
Is he okay? Yeah, he's fine, but he did.
Yeah. But it was rat poison that was on the certificate, not COVID.
Caleb in the chat also has a great suggestion. He drinks a bottle of Chick-fil-A ketchup every day, and he hasn't gotten COVID. So
that might do it. That might be it right there.
Yeah,
that's it.
I got another recommendation.
Checkmate, doctors.
Absinthe does really well too against COVID.
Now, to be fair, that's also absinthe paired directly with the vaccine, right?
I guess in my case, that's true.
You drink a little absinthe, you take a little vaccine, and then you don't get COVID.
Or
put them together.
You drink a little vaccine and you shoot up a little absinthe. Either way.
No.
I don't know if you want to do that. That might not be good.
I mean, that will all keep you from getting COVID, but in much of the other ways, it will just kill you.
Yeah, that's true.
If you put absinthe directly into your bloodstream. Yes.
I hear they also put it on bread, like a sandwich, and then roll that up and put it up their butts. Because it's just as smart.
God damn it, Hunter. You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Some fucking Lisa Simpson's going to be out in the street holding a rock saying her rock keeps COVID away.
Yeah.
That's what's coming next.
At least I'd like to buy your rock.
But I don't see any COVID.
And then in Texas, they're gonna sue her because they were feared that rock was used for an abortion.
God damn, that'd be a terrible abortion.
Well, in Texas, it may be the future.
Don't worry, 20th Century Fox says that they will pay all the legal fees if that happens.
Hey, Uber and Lyft did say they would pay the fees of their drivers.
I know, that's the bit.
Real.
Hunter, who's going to pay our legal fees when people inevitably sue us over this show?
God. Somebody, I hope, my estate.
Oh, God.
I'm gone.
Date.
Well, that's because you didn't take horse piss for COVID or whatever.
God, what is happening in the chat room at this point?
None of them.
I don't even want to know. None of them. I don't even want to know.
So, Caleb said he's going to take a shot of horse saliva.
This show on Friday because nobody's here.
Bob, he's finally, he's proud. Liberals are finally making some sense.
Good thing they put the chips in the horse paste.
The chibs.
If it sounds, if it sounds like ridiculous, would probably
take, chibs would probably take horse paste if it was given an option to
shit. Him. Chibs has been taking horse paste since before COVID.
Chibs fucks horses.
He sells it. He sells it to Uncle for his lumbago. It's a serious medical condition.
He works within the proximity of horses so much that he has to take dewormer.
I like that. I like that old Rage Against the Machine song. You know, some of those that work forces. Want the pace that's for horses.
I heard somebody say it the other day, and I don't remember who it was, but they asked, like, when did being the smartest person in the room make you the enemy? Like, when did trusting science make you a fool? You know, like...
when you've stopped...
When it, like, wasn't... What? When it wasn't approved by your side.
By Donald Trump, it. Yeah.
No, no, no. When it wasn't approved by one single con man on your side.
Right. And everybody fell in line.
But
and,
I mean, at this point, it's the same thing. That's what I was going to say. It's the same deal. He took over the whole thing.
He got booed. He was at a rally not too long ago, and he actually told the crowd to get vaccinated, and they booed him. Even he can't control the fucking monster he created.
That's what happens when it. Yeah, that's what happens with this shit. Look, I found a picture. Mentality. I think I found a picture of Trump. Hold on.
Well,
there it is. There we go.
Handsome.
Should I show a graphic picture of what happens in the result of this man?
No.
Should I do that?
No.
Should reality check for humans?
That's too much for this show. Okay. That's too much for this show. That for this show, yeah.
Well, you know, this is kind of shit that happens at the end of a cult platform. Ride. That's it's after the Kool-Aid Man comes
true.
Through the wall.
That's true. We actually could get...
The platform will 100% send us up the river if that happens.
There's
down
a,
the river. You can't send them up the river.
Legitimate chance that we could get river? Booted off of here if you showed that. Also,
yeah, very much so. Very much so.
We'll float by Tanner where he's out there fishing.
Ain't it funny that you can be booted off of Facebook for actually showing the reality of what a true, actual human is doing?
Well, I've always said that if they... Well, I used to say this, but now I can't say it anymore. I always said that if you really wanted to educate people on war and why just going to war whenever something bad happens is a bad idea and why we should, you know, move towards peace and not towards conflict, is you show the actual, you know, effects of war. Show the dead children
Horrors
in the streets. Show the bodies. Show the kids. Show all that shit. Instead of just whenever you watch the news and you just see, you know, night skies lit up by gunfire and you don't actually see the blood and the grime and all that shit. Show that and people would be less likely to be so willing to go out and shoot each other. But... I thought that before COVID. Yeah, now that doesn't apply because you can literally show people the truth and show them the facts about what's happening, and they will still bury their head in the sand and say, "I believe what I want to believe," instead of what
you're talking about.
Fucking fact.
It's not affecting them directly, so they don't give a shit.
Careful, because these same people, many of them, are literally getting a tube being shoved down their throat, but they like, hold on, I don't believe this is happening, and it's still they still don't believe it. Once upon a time, like Vietnam War was pulled back to center because of imagery. The imagery of the napalm kids running away, the guy executing the other in the street,
the prisoner or the yeah.
No, yeah, that general shooting the other man in
right,
the street.
Right.
Like those two images right there were two significant bring back to reality images that came back to America, and America was like, this is fucked up. We got to stop. Like you said, Shannon, it can be the worst imagery. There is imagery of the refrigerator trucks now being back in Florida. They are back out front putting carcasses in there, and still people are like, ah, it's not real.
Or the pictures of all of the ICUs with children lining them and
children.
And now there aren't enough beds for children who are actually sick, because there are so many children who are sick with COVID.
Florida has more deaths per day than they did at the height of the pandemic last year.
There are kids dying. There are people dying. People that can't actually get their care that they need. And now there are horses that can't get the pace they need because people are just...
All these wormy horses, man.
Oh, my God. It's enough to make you go crazy, isn't it?
Crazy.
Anyway, let's bring it back down. Let's bring it back down.
Caleb said a cat can't bark.
On that thing that we were referencing back at the beginning of the show from our acquaintance, someone just commented, "Amen. They think COVID-19 is bad. People haven't seen anything yet. It's only going to get worse." And then two little prayer hands.
He's right.
I can't tell if that's a threat.
No, he's right.
Is that a threat?
If you think COVID's bad, things are going to get worse. They are going to get worse because COVID's going to get worse because of people like that. He's not lying.
It feels like that. It feels like that bit that Ace always references where someone's like, "Oh, you're so close. Come on.
Right.
You're almost there. You've almost figured it out. And yet you don't realize what side you're on of this."
Yeah.
What doesn't kill you at first mutates and tries again.
Look, I'll say this again.
I'm going to send you guys another one. You're going to love this one.
I will say this again.
I'm not going to read this one aloud.
I don't hate religion. I know some people do. I don't hate religion. I don't. But faith without action is a whole thing. Just praying has really done well for gun violence in America. I said it before. Just praying has really done well to stop the mass shootings, hasn't it? I'm going to read this real quick. Lindsay, you talk about something fun, for fuck's sake. Well, I don't bring you on this fucking show to sit there and look pretty while we discuss serious topics. I need you to be more fun, and I need you to be more fun really fucking quick.
Go back here and punch him in the face.
I mean, it's not fun, but I saw a thing today saying that the Sandy Hook kids would have started high school today.
That's not fun. That's not
the absolute opposite of fun.
Lindsay!
Yeah, I know.
That's in line with the topic we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm reading this. You guys keep going. Hold on.
And this is a Jigglypuff.
That's a good Jigglypuff.
What does any of this mean?
I don't have any fun. I'm sorry.
We already did our motherfucker yesterday.
I'm doing it. I unfriended him. I can't do it.
I don't blame you.
I could not bring myself to sit there and look at that anymore.
I'm scared of how many people
I can't.
That I genuinely like that I want to stop associating with completely because of their rampant stupidity and ignorance. Like, it used to be one thing to argue about politics. Like, I thought my policy was better than your policy. I like his policy better than your policy. It's another thing to take absolute facts that, like, every person that you used to trust and believe in to tell you, and then just say that's not true because God or something. I don't know.
Okay, so I've thought about that too. And is it perhaps that certain people, their own pride has crossed the Rubicon? Like, they've put so much faith and effort in the last few years of arguing a point that has been validated as incorrect. And is there a point of no return for a person that they have to lean into it fully and commit fully into it because they can't face the reality of being that wrong?
Yeah,
like, is there a too wrong to be?
If you want to go fully into it and you don't trust the science because of COVID, then next time your kid gets sick, if your kid has cancer, don't take him to the fucking hospital. Let God sort him out. If your family is dying, if your mother is dying, don't take her to the hospital. Let God sort it out. Every time you take a family member to the hospital, you go to a doctor, you give him medicine, and then you have the gall to say, "I don't believe in this vaccine." You then don't believe in anything. Let God take care of everything that's wrong in your life and see how fucking far you get. And like,
Here's the crazy thing about that. To that point, just for that matter, I am not religious. I am the opposite of. I say I'm an atheist. But here's the reality. If you are religious, if that's something you believe in, cool. Believe in the fact that if God created you, then they created your mind, and the results of your actions is medical. And so by like that particular thought process, a medical doctor and its knowledge and the things that doctor creates, ergo medicine and vaccines, comes from a God. So do it.
I agree. That was something I had asked someone a long time ago.
What's wrong with that?
When I was looking for faith, because I have always been, I don't hate religion. I don't hate Christians. I don't hate the concept. I have always been looking for answers. And I asked someone a long time ago, I don't remember who they were, but they were religious. And I said, if, you know, when you take someone to the hospital and you have them on life support, is that not defying God? Because it's God's will for them to die. And they told me that God created the knowledge. God created the ability to heal each other. And so whenever, you know, you can take advantage of that, God is providing that for you. God is providing this for you. Why are you so hesitant? The only reason they're hesitant is because Donald Trump didn't fucking back it in the beginning. That is the only reason this shit is happening. If Donald Trump had said from day one that this is a serious issue and to get vaccinated, none of these motherfuckers would be complaining about it, and the world would be a much, much better place. But because Donald Trump decided to bafflingly do what he did, people are still holding on to this shit and they're not going to let it go. And like, I heard Fauci say the other day that it's pretty likely that COVID is never going to go away at this point. We will never get back to normal.
Nope. Just like we'd still have polio today if this ideological approach applied. And I would also say, too, it's compounded not just from the fact that Trump said so. It's compounded by the fact that the others disagreed with him, the people with knowledge. So
right.
The others, the enemy, said that the vaccine is a good thing and we should actually like not sacrifice our elders and now our children for money and shut shit down. Yeah, it sucks. That fucking sucks. But the reality is death is worse. So, but what it comes down to is one person that they put up above Jesus said one thing. Everyone else that they don't like and agree with said the other thing. So immediately everyone is the enemy. And I will only believe the man that wants the money.
Donald Trump legitimately said once that he was the only person you could trust. He created the battle lines.
So did Jim Jones.
He said that the media was the enemy because they reported the facts on him. He said that anyone that disagrees with him is the enemy of the people. And the people, because they're gullible or whatever, believed him. They wanted to believe in him because they felt like they had been ignored so long by, you know, the elitists and all that shit. So they found somebody that spoke to them and they followed him. I mean, it's every fucking, you know, Jim Jones that you've ever seen in history. People found someone that spoke directly to them and then they trusted them over fucking common sense. And here we go. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
No,
it needed to be said.
I want to be happy and do happy things. Well, the frustrating part, and I'm going to try to tone it down so I'm not just yelling into my mic. The frustrating part is that like
you are yelling a lot.
I am. I'm getting animated and it feels good to be animated, but at the same time, like you can't talk to people. Like one thing about me, and I think all of us here that we pride ourselves on, is if I say something, because this has happened numerous times. Ask Hunter. If I say something wrong and someone corrects me, I accept it and go, oh, I was wrong. Thank you for correcting me. But
yeah, I think we're all on that same level of I want to be known, or I want it to be known to me if I'm out of line, if I'm wrong about something, if I've got the facts, especially if I got the facts wrong, please correct me, because that may fully change my stance on it without you having to explain anything to me.
Exactly.
If I've got the facts wrong, that's a totally different story.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like Cass said, once you, it's the, what is it? The sunk cost fallacy. You've put too much into it.
Too much.
And now you can't afford to back out of it.
And so there may
you just have to stand your ground. And it kills me that literally some people will stand their ground until they're dead.
Yep.
And not just like till old age. I mean, like, again, like, with literally COVID, like we're seeing week. People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll stand some their of these ground people... on.
It's not real. It's a hoax. It's the deep state. They're trying to get me until the ventilator doesn't work anymore. And what then? What have you accomplished?
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
For some of them, it could also go deeper too, where there is a irrational understanding of religion or its own kind of spiritual, like not just the logical side of it, but the illogical side could be like, well, I've invested so much into this idea that has gotten a lot of people killed. That makes me a bad person. But if I self-justify it and rationalize it enough, then I can rationalize myself away from being responsible for that badness.
With
that
this,
is the definition the of a bad person. Yeah, it's like there's a lot of people in the world that go, but I'm a good person. No, and you're not.
And what's frustrating is like
you're not bad.
That's
you're
a bitter nice. Pill to swallow.
This particular
that's a hard one for a lot of people. Pill to swallow,
but, this thing is like it's not even a religious thing. The people that are like no one's claiming, I guess they are claiming religion for as a reason not to do it, but like intelligent, you know, evangelicals will tell you no,
exactly.
Get the vaccine. Like, come on. Yep. It's only the people that have put their faith in Donald Trump that
snake oil salespeople,
right?
You're all for the charlatans' tricks.
Yep. The ones that what's that ideology where they say, oh, the richer I am, the more closer to God or whatever it is.
Oh, shit. What is it called?
You know what I'm,
yeah. Prosperity gospel,
prosperity gospel types.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you're a bad person.
And I can't tell you how many people that I've seen that have died that have been so against it. We talk about these conservative radio hosts that have died in the past couple of weeks from COVID, how they have pretty much turned immediately once they got COVID and they were on the ventilator. The
moment.
They change. And most people do. There are so many people out there, you can look it up, that on their deathbed, knowing that they're dying or thinking that they might die,
too late.
Yeah, they change their mind and say, I was wrong. I wish people would get the vaccine. But then people see that and it just goes out of their head and they ignore it.
Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is a good example of that. We can shit on him all we want with the horse paste and all the other things, but the reality. If you think about the reality of what happened, Joe Rogan caught COVID. He's talked about it in his own ways and stuff, but in the real life, away from the cameras, away from the mic, that motherfucker got scared. And he got scared so much that he asked the doctors to give him everything and the kitchen sink. He was terrified of dying. That's the reality.
Yeah.
So he can say all he wants. But away from the camera, away from the microphone, he's a human being just like everybody else. Well, and the moment he faced death in the eye over this thing, he acted like was never going to get him. Motherfucker got scared.
Same thing with Donald Trump. When Donald Trump got COVID, he took all the experimental stuff that nobody else could get at the time to treat it. It's like whenever people talk shit until they're face to face with it. And then the reality sets in and some people survive. Thank God. Some people don't. It's depressing. It's absolutely depressing. It's heartbreaking because, like, I don't want people to die.
Heartbreaking.
I don't want anyone to die. I'm too old for that shit, man. When I was younger, catch me in college, I would have been celebrating everyone that died from COVID, like the stupid people, the ones that said, I will never take the vaccine, and they died. I would be laughing about it because that's the asshole that I was in college. But I'm old, man. I'm older now. I'm fucking sensible, and the world is a shitty place, and I don't want people to die. So I don't understand why they're so willing to do it. I don't know.
I'm older and still an asshole, and I'll make jokes about it, but I don't mean it. I'll make the Thanos joke like we did the other night and so forth, but that's not the reality of truth.
No.
Like, humans should not wish for other humans to pass for any reason.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to die. I don't want Joe Rogan to die. I don't want the people that are against science to die. I want them to wake up and be intelligent anyway.
Hunter, you had something to say.
Yeah. Hunter, please let it be fun. No.
No, I didn't.
We still got Tanner on the line. Tanner's still on the line.
Tanner left.
Tanner left.
He's listening to jazz, scatting it up.
Tanner sure likes to scat all
the time. My November is getting pretty wild at this point. I've been kind of off and on looking at my calendar here, and I don't know what prompted me to think of it. But so in November, and this has been the case for a while, my wedding anniversary is there.
Hey.
My niece's birthday is like a few days in and around that, so we'll have to go and do that as we always do, or have for the past couple of years anyway. But also now we got Ghostbusters, which now officially comes out on our anniversary, which is crazy.
Awesome. Please don't push it back
a week and it landed exactly on the day of. Yeah, seriously. Well, I mean, I don't know. At this point, if they did push it back, at least I wouldn't have to, you know, try to figure that out. But we got that. I don't know if you knew, Shannon, I don't know if you care, but AEW Full Gear is going to be in St. Louis in November. They're doing a pay-per-view there, and they're doing an episode of Rampage, which I guess I do know what prompted all this, because I was at one point in time talking about going to the one of those things with the person I've been referencing, and that is off. If I get a message now that says, hey, I got tickets, I'm going to say, cool, put them on Ticketmaster, because not going.
I would like to go. Anyway. Yeah, I would like to go to it because I've checked.
We should figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's happening the first weekend in November, so we could probably work something around at that time.
Bet on it actually happening then, though, because you could get like 2 days before, get a news break that says, well, three people got COVID.
Well, that's what I'm worried about with Ghostbusters, that they're going to push the movie back.
Yeah.
assuming that they do. So we're also going to see a concert in on the day before Halloween in St. Louis, a Ludo concert. And they had, if you got your tickets through Ticketmaster, they had like a, it's not called COVID insurance, but that's basically what it is. You can, it's an additional like $8 a ticket, which is a pittance at this point. And if the thing gets shut down, they'll fully refund it or they'll carry it over to the other or whatever. So
not a pittance for Ticketmaster because they just made $1 million on that.
Oh, yeah. 100%. But for me, I can afford $16 to make sure that I don't lose, you know, 100 in total. When it's all said and done.
Really quick, let's give a shout out to Christina Applegate, if we could. Just
it's been a while.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Also, let's give a shout out to Carl Anderson, who is a piece of fucking filth. Thank
Who's
you.
That?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl, so he's a, I didn't mean to
cut him off. No. No, let's keep positivity. Have time. I don't want to go down a negative road.
Yeah, it'll be bad.
Happy early anniversary, by the way.
Hey,
thanks.
Caleb so just he posted something positive in there. He said something positive. Come check out CCW, Cape Championship Wrestling, the Ashland McClure Memorial Show in Charleston, Missouri, September 25th. This is a charity show. All benefits go to St. Jude. We do it every year.
Can you share some links with this too?
Absolutely. We'll put that all over the place. I will be there, of course. I'll be managing my new man, Denzel Rollins, against my old friend, Osby Tomlin. And I'll be managing a pair of mystery tag team to go up against the Light Boys. What are their names?
What's a web link?
They have shit. They glow. I don't remember.
What's the website for this? Mystery tag team? Will one of the mystery tag team wrestlers be me? You'll find out right now. The answer is no.
But I actually know who it is. And since I know we have a couple CCW fans that watch this, I know Caleb's watching and Michaela's watching. I'm gonna reveal it only to you guys. Don't spread it around. It is the Spider Georges.
Spiders, George. He's an outlier. He shouldn't have been counted in that poll. He shouldn't have. He lives in a cave and eats over 100,000 spiders a day.
Also, yes, Michaela, it's the singularity. I know. I was just messing around. Good guys. They're good guys. Good guys. Anyway.
Website does not look updated.
That's because I have not updated it because I am too fucking busy. I will get around to it at some point. I do so many things. Give me some time.
Still unpacking.
Where's
a bookmark list at least.
CapeWrestling.com, you can get tickets. If you want to keep up to date with the latest news, it's Facebook.com/CapeChampionshipWrestling. That's the best place to do it. Michaela says, "Way did you gotta do me like that?" Well, if you take the W off of way, you got hay. Hay is for horses.
Hey.
Let's go play Red Dead Redemption.
Why the yelling?
Please.
No, Spider-Man's not part of that. I think he's exclusively signed to a Hostile Championship Wrestling, Caleb. You know that. All right.
Yes. Played by Nick Cage.
That's it. We're done. We're going to get out of here.
That's it. Please.
We'll be back. If you missed last night's show, if you missed After Dark, I'm going to be posting it tonight on all the usual spots. I once again want to apologize for the fact that Podzilla1985.com is legitimately awful. I was showing Lindsay the other day. It's bad. The website's bad. We've got to get off there as soon as possible. So if you're listening to this, please, instead of listening to this on Podbean, which we normally suggest, listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, or join us live on Facebook. Podbean is going down in flames.
Are we going to do the reset button?
Yeah, we definitely are. We definitely are, but we got to talk about that. Yes. Yeah, we got to talk about that. Anyway, we're out of here. Thank you, guys. We'll be back on Monday with an all new I Want to Believe, probably.
Goodbye.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Lindsay, take us out.
Here.
No, I refuse. Hunter, take us out.
Ain't a day in my life I regretted being a bad bitch. Later.